Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friend. Welcome back to another Posh on a Penny episode where I'm going to be sharing one of my favorite birthday getaways at the 5-star Mandarin Oriental Hotel and how I saved big bucks with my booking. So a little backstory. In my first year of digital nomad life abroad, I was in Kuala Lumpur for my birthday. I had seen all of the major attractions in and around the city shortly after my arrival, so I wanted to do something fun and relaxing for my birthday. I decided I wanted to do a spa day, so I started doing some research on incredible spa experiences in the city, and the spa at Mandarin Oriental popped up as an option, and I thought, ooh, this could be a fun whole weekend experience. Now, Southeast Asia is known for being less expensive than many other places in the world, but this was still a 5-star hotel. So I was a little skeptical about making it affordable, but I thought, screw it, it's my birthday. I had recently quit my job and I was traveling solo around the world. Let's embody this new lifestyle and go all out. I started researching different booking options and I found an incredible deal through my American Express Platinum account. Stick with me here because this is just another perk that goes beyond the initial credit and another reason why you'll want to consider this card despite the annual fee. Go back and listen to episode 28 to hear more on this after this episode. So I decided I would do a 2-night stay so that I could enjoy a half-day spa experience and just float back up to my room after in relaxation bliss and not have to go right out into the bustling Kuala Lumpur traffic. American Express offers some great perks when you book a hotel through their portal that is part of either their hotel collection or Fine Hotels and Resorts. And the Mandarin Oriental was part of Fine Hotels and Resorts, and they were offering an incredible price. And when I say incredible price, it was the same price I paid for a Courtyard by Marriott in Providence, Rhode Island. And with my 2-night stay, I received all of the following. A $200 American Express statement credit. So that's $200 right off the top of my cost just for my hotel stay. A $100 spa credit, which was perfect since I was going to be spending the money on a spa day anyway. I got a welcome gift, which was a tote bag. Free buffet breakfast both days. And this is a 5-star hotel, so the brekkie was on point. Incredible food and saved me even more money. You get a room upgrade upon availability at check-in, which I did receive. I booked the cheapest room possible and got an upgrade to a high floor room with views of the Petronas Twin Towers. And guaranteed late checkout, which I took advantage of. My checkout wasn't until 4 p.m., so I got to spend the second day lounging by the pool, which has just the absolute most incredible views of the city. Really gorgeous. And because I registered for their loyalty program in advance, I also received chocolates upon arrival. And because it was my birthday, I got even more extra perks. I had a piece of birthday cake waiting for me in my room after my spa treatment, and I got complimentary dessert on both nights of my dinner reservations at the hotel. And with the Mandarin Oriental, it's worth having dinner at the hotel. I enjoyed incredible meals at both Le Poheen, which offered like incredible views of KL Park. If you're not familiar, you have to look it up. They've got these beautiful, colorful fountains, and it's a whole show. So you can sit in the restaurant and enjoy the show while you eat. It's just so lovely. And I also ate at the Mandarin Grill, which is where I ordered their specialty steak that took 45 minutes to prepare. And I found this really funny. They offered me magazines to enjoy at the table since I was dining alone. I thought this was pretty amusing. I'd never had this experience before. So overall, I saved at least $350 by booking through the Amex travel portal on reservations that I would have made even without all these extra perks. I had an incredible luxury experience and received so many additional perks. And of course, I earned 5x points by booking this reservation through the portal. So the perks just kept coming. And I can't forget to mention how incredible the spa experience was. I got to enjoy some pre-treatment time in the sauna and steam room, and the whole experience was just so thoughtful and intentional to make you feel comfortable and fully relaxed. From the tea to the welcome ceremony, the gorgeous room where I had a scrub, a wrap, a massage, and a facial. The bed was so comfortable. The lighting was perfect and the showers were so nice. I absolutely loved it. So don't miss out on these amazing deals. And if you missed it, I'm offering a limited time complimentary call to help you identify which credit cards may help you get the most bang for your buck for travel and perks. You can schedule that with a link in the show notes. And until next time, my friend, when life gives you credit card perks, squeeze every penny out of them. See you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.